However, in 1917, Germany's declaration of unrestricted submarine warfare forced America into the war. German U-boats would now sink any ship suspected of bringing cargo to England or France anytime, anywhere. Also, a German diplomat was caught red-handed begging Mexico to join a war against the U.S. On April 6, 1917, President Wilson persuaded Congress to declare war. Even so, the vote was not unanimous, nor was public opinion completely behind the war. As the raw American troops, doughboys they were called, arrived in France, the other Allies wanted to use them to patch up their shattered units. The U.S. commander, General Pershing, insisted that the American troops would fight with other American troops, and that was it, or not at all. The million American troops who fought in Europe did not exactly win the First World War. More accurately, they tipped the balance in a blood-soaked three-year slugfest. And as the balance tipped, Woodrow Wilson started revealing his plan to make the world safe for democracy, the 14 points.